Go ahead.
There you said this week you would like to make a decision that they give you enough.
Well, we made too many mistakes, obviously. You know, they both did some good things. I think they were both 10 of 14. You know, that's throwing the ball for a good percentage, but you got to protect the football. So, you know, obviously, we got to hang on to the good things, find a way to protect the ball for the team, and that's what we need to focus on right now more than anything. Yeah. Weems got a concussion, evaluation for a concussion, and then Corey Nelson has a wrist, we think a sprained wrist, so we're evaluating that.
Gary, with the way Paxton played tonight, would you even consider putting him in the mix for number one?
I'm going to play the guy that I think is best for our team, you know, and we got three guys out there battling. I mean, obviously he's a young kid. He did some really good stuff tonight. You know, he made some mistakes too. I think I've continued to tell you guys he's a little bit behind the others from a knowledge standpoint as far as running the group. But obviously he's coming fast, and he needs to keep coming. We need to keep bringing him along. But, you know, we're going to keep working here, find the guy that we think is best for our football team, and go from there.
So is that a yes, no, or a maybe for
the
opener?
He's always been in the mix, you know. I just told you guys he's been behind the other two just from a knowledge standpoint, but we've been out there competing every day. Everybody's in competition to play. I foresee myself trying to find a way to fix some mistakes. That's what I'm going to take it a day at a time. So that's where I'm going right now.
Yeah, Gary, the defense looked like the first stringers did okay.
But yeah, our first, you know, you think of our first group, offensively went right down the field. Defensively, we had two stops. Offensively, moving the ball again. I think we had, and we had the turnover. So, you know, you love the start. You love what you're doing. Did some good things. I think Vaughn, I think we got Vaughn and Okong out pretty quick. I think we actually took Chris out pretty quick, too. But, you know, yeah, they did some good stuff. Second group defensively really struggled with some of the speed stuff. We had some struggles lining up and those type of things. And then, like I said, obviously we're moving the heck out of the ball, but turning the ball over. So,
how impressive has Zaire Anderson been? He's been around the ball
a lot. Yeah, Zaire's had a good camp. He's becoming a good player. He's got a good grasp of what we're doing. I have to go back and look at the game, but obviously he got some extensive time tonight against a, you know, a tough scheme to work against. So I'll go back and look, but he's been doing some good stuff.
Coach, how do you guys evaluate the QBs based on which defense?
We evaluate them just like we evaluate every player. You know, you go out and you run a deep, you run plays. You got schemes you're running. You got progressions you're going through. You got a job to do, and that's every, you know, every position. So, you know, we'll evaluate them from that standpoint. But at the end of the day, it's your job to protect the ball too. That's the most important thing. So that's something that obviously, coming out of tonight, that was not good enough.
You had said this would be a big week for Ronnie. Did you see enough out of him, or what did you see?
Yeah, he and Book. Well, Book split with CJ, and then Book split with Ronnie. Ronnie looked good. I know early in the second half, had some nice runs. Looked like he picked up a couple of blitzes really good. You know, Ronnie's a veteran player. I know he played on special teams for Joe, so I got to go back and look at it, but it's obviously a very competitive situation for our team.
Coach, you've seen how Simeon and Sanchez have competed these last few weeks. Is tonight more disappointing or frustrating for you?
What do you mean?
Or disappointing as a coach or frustrating seeing what the guys did today?
I'm excited about Trevor. Is that what you just asked me? Yeah, well, I mean, they've both done some good things. You know, obviously we're coming out of this one game, so we're talking about some turnovers, you know, that we got to go get fixed. So if you're not turning the ball over and moving the ball the way we moved it, obviously I'd be a lot happier right now. And we, you know, hopefully the result would have been better. So we got to hang on to the good things they do, because they both are doing some really good things. But we also got to find a way to protect the game and protect the ball, which is, you know, so what is that now? 4 turnovers in 2 weeks. So, you know, we can't have that.
How did you think Paxton did tonight?
I thought he did great, Mike. I like to have a play. You know what? I wish I'd call a better play. That's the way I look at it as a coach. You know, 2nd and 15, put him in a situation, you know, gave him a play. Obviously not a very good football play. So I look at myself, try to keep your quarterback in the best position possible. So that's the way I look at things first. You know, had a chance for him to come out of this game, you know, doing as well as he could. except for that one play when you think about it. So, you know, we all take responsibility for it and got to get better.
Coach, a bright spot tonight, again, Virgil Green. I mean, he's been doing it in camp, doing it in another game. Your assessment?
Yeah, he really has. You know, Jeff got nicked on us a couple of days ago. I was missing some time with a hamstring again. He's had a hard time staying healthy. But Virgil's been a warrior. He stayed in there. He's been battling. This is an opportunity in Virgil's career to become a starter, and he's obviously taking advantage of it.